I got great news, guys.
Oh! It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Good afternoon. I'm George Burns. This is your fantasy news update. In the NFL, there's been no movement on the contract holdouts for Ezekiel Elliott of the Cowboys head Melvin Gordon of the Los Angeles Chargers. At this rate, both teams expect to move holdouts to last until training camp ends next week. There's also been no talk of when Antonio Brown and his frozen feet might return to the Oakland Raiders. Brown had a cryotherapy mishap in France sometime during the summer. The Cowboys, Robert Quinn has been suspended 2 games for PEDs. Apparently, he was using them to, for some kind of rehab. He tried to fight it. He lost. He's gone for 2 games. Quinn is also trying to overcome a broken hand. He may have missed those games anyway, although the Cowboys did expect him back for game one. He now won't be able to play until game three versus the Miami Dolphins. The Cleveland Browns traded Johnson to the Houston Texans today for a conditional fourth-round pick. That condition probably goes up to a third-round pick, depending on playing time for Johnson, his statistics, and the record of the Houston Texans. Other news today, the Chiefs signed Maurice Claiborne. He will also miss the first football games due to a suspension. And we also have the Lions tonight. Tonight's the first week of the preseason. First game of the preseason, week one here. We have 11 games tonight. Start up by the Jets and Giants. Jets -3 at the Giants. Technically, it's a Giant home game here. Indianapolis Colts at the Buffalo Bills. Colts are -2.5. New England Patriots at the Detroit Lions. Detroit -2.5 in this game. Washington Redskins at the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland -2 against the Skins. Atlanta Falcons +4 against the Miami Dolphins. Tennessee Titans +1.5 at the Philadelphia Eagles. Jacksonville Jaguars and Baltimore Ravens. Ravens are -3. Houston Texans and the Green Bay Packers. Packers are -1.5. Carolina Panthers and the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears -3. LA Chargers, Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals -3. Denver Broncos -2.5 at the Seattle Seahawks. We have 2 games tomorrow and then 3 on Saturday to finish out preseason week one for those of you who are into the preseason football and baseball. No afternoon games today, so we have no live action to tell you about, but we do have 8 games on the docket for tonight. Game one, Atlanta Braves. Dallas Keuchel will face off against Hernandez of the Miami Marlins. Keuchel -205 for the Atlanta Braves. Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds. Hamels -130. Phillies and Giants. Nola -120 against Baumgartner +100 there. Rockies and Padres -110 across the board. Jonathan Gravis are at the power in the American League. Yankees at Blue Jays. Domingo Germán versus Pannone -205 for the Jays. Angels and Red Sox -250 for the Sox and 250. David Price was found on the IL, but the Red Sox cyst in his wrist.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. I am Gable Brenzi. We're throwing it down at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands at MetLife Stadium, where Giant and Jet fans have begun the 2019 season. I was thinking, you know what, it's preseason. It might not be as crazy down around the stadium as it normally is during a regular season game. But I stand corrected. The fans are ready to go. It's preseason for fans as well, Kurt. So they have to get back in the groove. So I see people, they're throwing footballs. They're drinking beers. There's barbecues going on. God bless them. Football is back.
It's a beautiful night for a tailgate. Giants-Jets, a rivalry game. I'm still surprised this is the week one preseason game. You would have thought this would have been week three or at least week two, but week one it is.
Yeah, you know what? Normally it is the dress rehearsal game, and it has an extra sort of edge to it because of the rivalry. It takes a little bit off here this evening, but nevertheless, as I stated, it looks like it's going to be pretty much a full house. Well, look, they pretty much they screw season ticket holders, right? You don't have a choice, but to they force the tickets on you. They might as well use them, right? But I don't know if it'll be a full house, but it's pretty packed down here right now. I've got a play on this football game. There's been some line movement in this game. Whale Capper will join us. As you can tell, George Kurtz is in for Cam Stewart. Cam will be back on Tuesday And tomorrow I'll be gone as well. So both me and Cam are gone tomorrow. I'll be on the morning after tomorrow, but I have some personal business to take care of tomorrow afternoon and evening. As it's my birthday this weekend, Kurtz, and I have a visitor, and I have to be a gracious host and pick them up at the airport.
Sucker.
It's one of these. What am I gonna do? Hey, you know, landing in Newark is shocking enough for people that aren't from the area, George. I've got to soften the blow a little bit. I've got to soften the blow, and no, I'm going out as well. I would have tried to bang off the show actually. Game time decisions, but I just couldn't make it work as far as scheduling is concerned. I think it's like the first time we haven't been on without a death in a long time, so it's a good start. Whale Capper steps up and in today, so we'll hit all the football for the weekend and everything. We got Paul Bovey going to join us as well. Paul Bovey. I think both guests are in Los Angeles today, actually. So it's a New York-LA connection. East Coast, West Coast. Let's roll. Game time decisions.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, game time decisions. Ready, Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. We're throwing it down to FanDuel Sportsbook, where we got a little carried away with NFL football back. I started off, I was like, well, I better get a couple of plays in and start at 7 o'clock because I don't want to miss out because we're going to be on until about 6:57 or whatever the hell it is. So still, you know, one play led to another. So I did not bet on every game. So at least I'm somewhat proud of myself. I didn't bet on every game at least. And George Kurtz took a shot earlier calling me a sucker because I'm going to pick someone up at the airport. I'm not the one that's married spending all weekend fixing the house, Kurtz. So settle down on who's the sucker.
Hey. It's actually my birthday this month as well, by the way, Gabe. And the reason I'm not doing the Weekend Fantasy Update and Weekend Wages this Saturday is because I am celebrating my birthday Saturday. So I'm right there with you.
All right.
Picking up anybody at the airport.
No. But I'm picking up a hot chick at the airport, so.
All right, you might win that. You just collected that information.
Yeah, you'll be spending the birthday with the wife and kids. to them, it'll just be another day.
Wow, it's about cold water. Oh, yeah,
the gloves are off early here. The gloves are off early. But speaking of George Kurtz's relationship, I would say, George, cause I know your wife is big on home improvements, that I spent like your wife at Home Depot. Like, I was like, man, I have one game after another. Let's bring in Whale Capper right now. What's going on, Whale Capper?
Hey, man. Football on today. I'm fired up. It's a beautiful day. How are you doing?
No, same thing. I have that excitement about this. You know, I always tell people, like, people are like, oh, it's only preseason. Then you're not a real fan. That's the way I look at it. Like, I've always felt that way. You know, people tell me, oh, I don't watch the Bills in the preseason. I only watch the regular season. And I think, well, you say you love the team. They only play 16 times a year in a regular season. Here's your opportunity to see them 20 times a year. So I know I am a big fan. Look, you and I talked last week, Whale Capper, with Cam, and Cam is he's in cottage country with his brother and his girlfriend right now. So Cam's off for a couple of days. George Kurtz with us. But last week we talked about that Denver game. Yeah, whatever, we got lucky. We hit the in-game unders. But let's get right down to business here. Indianapolis and Buffalo. Heavy rains and winds right now in Buffalo. Weather will be a factor here this evening. Winds 18 miles per hour, raining as we speak. It's going to be off and on the showers here tonight. But the 18-mile-an-hour winds I find interesting. So there should be a lot of running. Buffalo playing smash-mouth football at home. But let's get down to business. Well, Capper, what do you think about the card tonight?
Well, bang that under. That is a solid actionable angle. Winds over 15 miles an hour desperately impact the passing game, desperately impact the kicking game. Not that we expected there to be, you know, like a lot of
15 miles, like if you see 10.
Yeah, 15 is kind of yeah, 10. I mean, obviously it glides, right? It's not like a hard fast. Oh, well, this is when it gets bad, right? Like, but above 15 miles an hour is where you can start to draw some pretty clear and obvious correlations when you look back through the historical data. Mostly it's counterform in regular season, but I'm not sure people are thinking to check the weather for the preseason, because I haven't seen a lot of movement to the under, but that sounds like an actionable angle to me.
You know what? I got punched in the mouth, dude, with that Alliance football stuff once. I had an over in a game. I tune in and it's horrible weather. Like, same thing. Will Capper, I was like, man, am I ever stupid. It never occurred to me once that the weather could be crappy in Birmingham, Alabama, like in tornado season.
Sure.
George.
Of course.
Yeah, I was like, I never even thought of it. I was like, dear God, like, man, I'm an idiot. But you're right. Nobody's thinking, what's the weather in Buffalo tonight before I bet this game, Will Capper?
Yeah, no way. And I'm looking at it right now. The total is 35. It's gone up half a tick. Like that's a nice look right there, man. I'm interested in that. But yeah, I mean, the weather angle. Like, you really have to learn the hard way, like one time in your sports betting life before you think to check every time, right? Like, I'll remember 2 years ago. You remember the Giants and Bob McAdoo, and that team just completely quit on him.
Defense
especially, they just hated McAdoo. They wanted nothing to do with the guy. And I remember they had like a couple of defensive performances in a row that were just like laugh out loud bad. They gave up like 52 points to the Rams. They gave up 40 points to some other team. And then the Chiefs were coming to town. Alex Smith was, chucking the ball all over the place. You know, Andy Reid was coming off the bye, maybe. I can't exactly remember the situation. But I was like, oh, this is a great get-right spot for the Chiefs offense. They're going to just unload on these guys. This total is way out of whack. It had an arm and a leg on that over. And then Sunday morning, wake up and check the weather, and it was like 35-mile-an-hour winds in the Meadowlands, and I was like, oh, boy. And I think I saw one pass in the first quarter, and I was like, okay, these bets are dead. They're all dead. And, there was like one completed forward pass in the whole game, and it was Travis Kelce threw it on a gadget play. there was just no hope that they were scoring touchdowns. And I think the final score was like 9-3 or something stupid. It was an absolutely brutal beat, and one of those lessons that you learn it once, and then forever thereafter you're always kind of remember to keep an eye on what's going on with the win situation before you play those totals.
As somebody asked me tonight when I was playing the preseason, a regular here said, do you bet a lot on the preseason games? Like, do you put big money like regular season bets? And I said, no, I said I used to, but I learned my lessons. and I swear, same thing. And it was a preseason game. I'll never forget it, man. And it was a while ago. If we had somebody here, they could look it up and get the exact game and year. I remember I was on Sirius Satellite Radio. So it was Hardcore Sports Radio on Sirius. It's probably about 12, 13 years ago. It was the Patriots and the Jaguars in the preseason, guys. And I think it was week one. And Don Crickey? Don Crickey's been an announcer forever.
Yeah.
Used to be bigger, used to do the Orange Bowl in the old days. And he's not like a big time guy anymore, like nationally, but he does the Patriots preseason games. All right. So Don Crickey like used to do like all those Miami Hurricane Jimmy Johnson games and all that. Don Crickey comes on. I swear to God, guys, it was the worst weather I've ever seen in my life in a game before. Like, I thought they were going to cancel it. Don Crickey himself goes, guys, I've been doing football for 33 years, and I did Miami Dolphin and Hurricane games, and I've seen rain before, Chuck, but never like this. And he's like, I don't even think they'll play the game. So it was, of course, being a jackass that I am, Will Capper. I'm like, oh, this is it, man. I'm like, yeah, I'm putting $3,500 down. You know what I mean? Like, I put like three, four dimes on the under, okay? It's pouring freaking rain, man. First play of the game, of course, Tom Brady plays, right? Because, of course, he does. I'm like, they're like, oh, look, Tom Brady, you know. Tom Brady, first play of the game, first thing ever of the season, throws a pick six, okay? Like, in the rain, pick six. Brady, being Tom Brady, got so mad, demanded to Belichick that he stay in the game.
Oh, God,
because he was.
So you have these razor thin totals,
dude.
And
he went down the
court
like tic tac toe on the next drive out of like anger in the preseason. Bang, bang, touchdown, and then they left him in again. I swear to it, it was like 21-7, like 8 minutes into the game. There was like the rain and the wind led to fumbles and like, you know, fix this and return that. It was a train wreck. And then, of course, by the time we got to the third quarter, there was like a rainbow and it was all sunny and stuff. So, yeah. Fire beware. I lost. I lost the game. All right. We'll have Will Capper for one more segment. He's a busy man. We'll get his picks. We'll rattle off some of these games. We'll see what Kurt thinks about the 40 here tonight. NFL is back. Game time decisions continue.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Back to live action, fellas. Close race and the ninth at Saratoga. Another desperate crew here this afternoon on this Thursday afternoon. An ornery bunch looking for wins with the ponies here. So George Kurtz is in for Cam Stewart, Will Capper, with us. So what are you looking at here, Will Capper, out of these games tonight? What was the, was there a spot or two that you thought, you know what, this is the one I'm going to step up? I sort of sidetracked it by talking about the weather in Buffalo and then giving the weather story. But what game caught your eye tonight?
Well, let's start where you guys are in the Meadowlands, man. Jets-Giants.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of an interesting matchup there because, you know,
I'm looking
clearly,
forward to it.
Yes, absolutely. It's NFL Network early game, so it should be pretty well watched, pretty exciting game. I like the over here, and there's a couple reasons. Number one, I think the Giants, you know, having lost a decent amount of skill position players on their offense, they're going to need to kind of focus on passing the ball in this one, because off the bat, number one, they want to kind of get a feel for what they have at the position. They need to make some key decisions as to who's going to be starting while some of these guys come off of injury. And they need to, you know, build some chemistry with this group, with some of the starting units. So I would expect to see less of a running attack from the Giants today and then see them focus on their air game just to get a feel for what they have in the passing game with their recent losses. And then on the other side of the, you know, on the other hand, you also have a guy in Daniel Jones that you're desperately trying to get some confidence built in. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they put some pretty high confidence packages together for him to develop some rhythm, to get some good looks and, you know, kind of force him to score some touchdowns and build a little bit of confidence. And, you know, on the other hand, if it doesn't work and he plays poorly and he's, you know, he's chucking up interceptions or, you know, or throwing incompletions, throwing the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be stopping the clock and setting up the Jets for short field position. So I think just the Giants' offensive approach lends, you know, what I'm expecting from this unit lends itself to, you know, a little bit higher scoring game than what the total suggests. So I'm on the over in that one, and that's That's a pretty fun look.
I like your angle. I like your angle in this game. I pull the trigger, George, with the New York Giants in this game, plus the three, up to three. And this game's going on right behind us. The people are tailgating in a parking lot right in front of us, Whale Capper. And it's preseason, but it looks like it's going to be close to a full house. People are tailgating hours away before the game. And, George, I look at this game, and the New York Jets are playing for a bigger picture here. It's Adam Gase's first game, but he's already been a head coach in the NFL. This isn't like Vic Fangio, a 60-year-old guy, I want to win this first, you know what I mean? You know, you could tell he wanted to win that game last week. I don't think Adam Gase cares about this game here this evening. The New York Jets are looking at a bigger picture. And I like what you just said, Will Capper, about getting some confidence for Daniel Jones. You know they're going to want to get him out there against second and third string guys so he can pick them apart.
Yep.
And so Gettleman exactly. can look good. Daniel Jones can look good, throw a touchdown. And I don't know if I'm drinking a local Kool-Aid here, Kurtz, but you're seeing the same reports. Daniel Jones is having a great camp. And even the players are like oohing and aahing type thing. And he's pushing Eli Manning. Daniel Jones, I believe, will play this year. There was a book that had over under 3.5 games. I think it goes over 3.5 games personally. And you know, and the Giants, George, you can attest to this more than anyone being in New York here. The Giants are a laughing stock, man. Even Mike Francesca's boycotting them, and he's a laughing stock. And even he's pointing at them now and laughing. He's not showing up. He's boycotting the Giants. Gettleman's at war with the media. Gettleman is thin-skinned. He doesn't like being mocked and criticized by everybody. The Giants know, even though it's a preseason game, if they lose this game tonight, they're going to get mocked on WFAN tonight. They're going to get ripped in the New York Post in the morning, and it's going to be like long season ahead. Giants suck. I think the Giants wanted a hell of a lot more tonight, Kurtz.
Well, you're absolutely right about the New York media. If the Giants lose, they'll be all over them. They'll be all over them. If Daniel Jones comes in and he sucks, forget about it. Oh, wasted first-round pick. They should have taken the rusher. Da-da-da. You're going to hit us over and over again. That being said, Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator for the Jets, I agree with Joe Ranieri last night. He is going to put as much pressure as he can. He's going to want to show that he's got that attitude, that chip on his shoulder, that he's a great coordinator. He's not going to care that's week one of the preseason. He doesn't care. He's going to put pressure on Eli. He's going to put pressure on Daniel Jones. If Phil Sims is behind that line, he's going to put pressure on him. I like the Jets tonight more than the Giants. I think there's a lot of pressure. I think there's more pressure on the Giants because of what you said, because they know it's going to be all the world's crumbling down if they were to lose tonight. Because you're right. FAM wants to rip them apart. Francesco wants to rip them apart. He's all mad because he won't have access to Gettleman, but he'll have access to everybody else. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, get over yourself, Mike. This is week one of preseason. The game doesn't matter, but it's New York. And it does matter because
it
the Jets team loses, they're going to hear it. The Jets lose, they're going to hear it. Oh, and Adam Gaser, you know, that after that idiotic press conference he had, he'll hear it too. So I don't think either one of the two want to lose.
Oh, no. And being in New York, Whale Capper, like, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, tell that to the 60,000 people out in the parking lot right now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There'll be fights.
Right.
And Daniel Jones, man. It's like, this is it. Like you said, people are already on edge. He throws one touchdown early, Whale Capper. Daniel Jones comes out, bro, in his first series as a pro here tonight.
Yep.
Throws a touchdown. You got a bench Eli, bro. Daniel Jones, he's the future. It's now.
start working on his bus for Canton.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Jones, like George said, if he looks bad and throws a couple of picks, Gettleman gets ripped again hard. People will judge it. This is the city that booed Porzingis when he got drafted.
That's right.
It's going to be interesting. Like, it's on a local affiliate here. We already have the news up here.
If Francesca is that cold on the Giants, maybe it's time to buy low on them. this is not a great track record in terms of when he likes to get on and off that.
That's
that
what I'm saying.
Wagon. So maybe it's time to buy low on the Jets. But no,
I saw Will Capper that he's feuding with them, I'm like, oh, I like the Giants, man.
I can't put my finger on it, but something about the Giants, I like this team now. They got some interest all of a sudden. But no, I mean, I don't think that ownership has done a good job of kind of
letting Gettleman shape the future of this franchise. I don't love their kind of long-term trajectory in terms of being ever being kind of in the conversation for NFL title or even really the playoffs. But all that said, that doesn't mean they can't win 7-8 games. They have a decent offense. You know, I know they're going to be missing a ton of players and, you know, a ton of receivers here due to injury and suspension. But still, it's a team that, you know, has probably, you know, clearly, in my mind, a top two running back in the league. And Saquon Barkley, a guy boom or bust, he can, you know, turn a 2-yard gain into a 50-yard touchdown in blink of an eye. So, you know, they're going to score points. They're going to be, you know, in ball games. It's just a matter of if any of their defense comes together as far as, you know, being able to hold off comebacks and, you know, keep salt away games. And you know, I think, you know, you look at the win total of 6, they're probably primed to beat that, 7 or 8 wins, but not high enough confidence to really get involved in betting that one at this point.
Will Capper with us. Biggest line movement of the night here tonight, guys. The Chargers in Arizona. Arizona, this game was like a pick'em type thing. Arizona are now -3, and I'm also excited to see Kyler Murray's debut tonight, Will Capper. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of cool storylines of players. Dwayne Haskins tonight with Washington. This is one. I took the Cleveland Browns. I know people are going contrarian to the contrarian here. I'm going contrarian to the contrarian to the contrarian.
Oh, the triple contrarian play. This is huge.
Exactly, in which everyone knows Cleveland's an hype team this year. Yet people are like, oh, look, Case Keenum, Colt McCoy, and Dwayne Haskins are the quarterbacks for Washington. So I'm going to get cute and take Washington tonight. And I'm tripling up and saying, no, I'm going to get cuter and take Cleveland because you're all on Washington because of this stupid quarterback rotation stuff that's way overrated in the preseason quarterback rotations, to be honest. Joe Montana could be out there. If he's with the 4-string O-line, it doesn't matter. He's running for his life. So, I think Cleveland, I just sort of had a vision of Baker Mayfield being the jackass that he is, celebrating on the sidelines as Cleveland wins. And, you know, Freddie Kitchens wants to get it done. I like the quarterback situation, guys, too. Drew Stanton's been in the NFL a long time. Drew Stanton and Garrett Gilbert. Garrett Gilbert had a great run in the Alliance League. He's already had a cup of coffee in the NFL with the Buffalo Bills. He's been in camps before. Yeah. This is his second opportunity. His best friend, I didn't realize this, is Baker Mayfield. Baker basically got him this gig, and he's just got to hang on to it. I could just see it tonight. Baker's going to be celebrating as Garrett Gilbert leads the Browns to victory tonight.
I like the over in that game, but your angle is strong too. I think that does have a nice setup to it. You know, Freddie Kitchens pushing hard to get the win at home, his first ever preseason game as a head coach. That has all the makings of a competitive spot for the Browns, and I don't get the line movement really at all.
What about? I know we only got about 2 minutes with you here, Will Capper. So what about, are you buying this hype? John Harbaugh, 33-12 straight up in the preseason, 30-14-1. Can't really say there's not a big enough sample size there. That's a sample size, Kurtz and Will Capper. It was 4. It came down to 3 right now. Are you buying into this?
You know, I mean, there are a handful of coaches, you know, Harbaugh and Pete Carroll, who you can count on, they care about these games for whatever reason. They're part of their winning culture, part of their rah-rah locker room mentality, I guess. But you know, I think there's probably some – you can expect them to play for the win late in the game, which you can't say for every coach. But I'm not gonna be on that one. The only other looks I like the over in the Houston – I'm sorry, the under. Very, very hot on the under in the Houston-Green Bay game. Love the Tennessee Titans come away with the win. We got Ryan Tannehill there playing with the ones all week. They're going to give Philly a run for their money.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
like to gamble, and they don't like this show. Pizza Hut set to close, I believe, like 500 locations, I saw. And, you know, maybe if their pizza didn't suck, they wouldn't be closing so many locations. You know, and they're showing Pizza Hut right now in front of me on TV here, and it actually looked pretty good. But I don't know what your deal is, George, if you know Pizza Hut. But problem with Pizza Hut is it's inconsistent from location to location, from state to state, Canada, U.S. Like, it's just, it tastes different everywhere. Like, I've been, you know, like, Pizza Hut in Toronto isn't bad. It's actually, it's not bad. It's pretty good. Pizza Hut in Las Vegas is worse than, like, prison food. It's, like, it's terrible. And, you know, as a whole, I find Pizza Hut's too expensive, too greasy, not good enough. That's why they're going out of business.
I do know Pizza Hut. They don't have as many out here where I am on the island as they did when I lived in Nassau County. But for me, if you go to Pizza Hut, I mean, I live in New York. I live on Long Island. There are many pizza restaurants better.
And are you one of those guys, though? Are you like a true New Yorker that gets like mad, like people that eat at chain pizzas in New York?
No. I mean, if it's good pizza, it's good pizza. But I can tell you, whenever I move to a new place, and I've had this house for 10 years, I'm not moving anymore, but whenever I move from an apartment to an apartment, the first thing I always look for was the pizza place. Where's the pizza place? Where's the Italian restaurant I can go to, you know, when I want a slice? And it's hard to find. I am picky about where I will go to get pizza. So, yes, I am a snob that way. I'm New York, man. We love our pizza here, and it's probably my favorite food.
Yeah, I'm very particular about pizza as well. I'm always on the search for a better pizza. I haven't, you know, Pizza Hut, like I said, I support the local. I prefer, I'm not a big chain type of dude either. Yeah, especially when it comes to pizza. And one thing I can say too, in like the Hoboken, Weehawken area, they don't allow franchises. Like there's no McDonald's, there's no Burger King, there's, you know what I mean? It's all mom and pop local type of stuff, which is cool. I don't mind, but the problem is mom and pop shops close at like 10, 11 o'clock.
All right, yeah.
That's the problem. Like exact last night, dude, I got home after the show, did the show till 10 here, got home. It was about 11 o'clock when I finally like sat down. I couldn't order from anywhere. I wanted Chinese food. They all closed at 11. Like the only place that was open was Papa John's, and that's worse than Pizza Hut.
Ugh.
And Papa John's is terrible.
I'd rather eat a cardboard box.
Yeah, it tastes like cardboard. Exactly. It's just, it's not, it's, you know, especially the Union City location. Tell you, fast food out of Bergen and Union City kind of blows, but nevertheless. So we'll get back to the football games. Paul Bovey's going to be with us in a second hour. We'll be talking NFL football. But quick baseball check here. The Mets just keep, climbing. Big series coming up with the Washington Nationals. Yet I want to get your take on the Yankees and the White Sox playing at the Field of Dreams Park and Cornfield in Iowa. Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I like Field of Dreams. It's one of my probably top five baseball movies. So I certainly enjoy the Kevin Costner flick. It's only going to hold 8,000 fans to be able to see the game. So I'm curious to see how it's going to look.
8,000 fans. 8,000 rich kids and executives.
Exactly.
Executive kids and sponsors. George.
I'm curious to see how big the park is going to be. Are we going to have another England where we have, you know, fly balls going out all over the place? So I'm curious to see how they're going to make that, how deep the dimensions are going to be. But I'm sure it'll be a cool thing. I think it's next August.
They should have, like, no fence. They should have, like, just the corn, like the movie.
Just go into the corn, try and find the ball.
No,
yeah,
I mean, exactly. Like, you know, when your kids, like, ground rule double, you just put your arm up, you know what I mean? Ball's in the corn. You know what I mean? The ball's in the corn. So, like, come on. Like, they got the Wrigley stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, but you're right. You know, I imagine it'll kind of be a little shorter. So, and you know they'll want that vision, that visual, George, on TV, of like Aaron Judge planting one in a cornfield.
They're going to want to see both go deep into the night in the cornfield.
Like, how much more American can you get than that? Like, a base, you know, it's got to be a Sunday night, right? The Sunday nighter?
No, it's going to be Thursday night.
Is it Thursday night?
It's going to be Thursday night. The Yankees and White Sox will have Friday off, and then they'll resume the series in Chicago. It's a Chicago White Sox game.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
Sunday.
Yeah. It's crazy, too, that the movie is about the White Sox. And
I guess that's why they were asked.
And yeah, I guess the exact, because, yeah, why, you know, and Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Like, he should be taken off the restricted list for that one day, for that one game. He should be allowed. He should be taken off the restricted list.
Well, I was going to say that because it's been brought up, actually, that is it irony or, like, should, you know, baseball is basically going and honoring and playing a game for a guy that they banned from baseball.
Yeah.
Are they going to drop the, are they letting him in now? Like, it's hard for me to, like, really say what happened, obviously, you know, 1919. But he did hit, like, 360 or something in the World Series, George, right? Like, he didn't suck in the World Series.
What is the thing, that he knew about it or he was asked and he said yes and then decided not to? I think that's the problem there, that he knew about it and didn't do anything about it. Obviously, he hit whatever he hit. He was well over 300, so he didn't throw the game.
That's the thing. I don't know. Another accusation is that he took the money, but then he played well anyways.
Right. And he went back on it. You know, maybe one of the best of both worlds. Either way, he knew about it. That seems to be a definite. And did nothing about it.
He was on it.
I didn't hear
not the whole team. Yeah, I don't, like, you know, like I said, Pete Rose is another story. I can talk more definitively of this, but pretty cool. But, like, you as a Yankee fan, you're not like, oh, I got to go to that. I want to be there.
No, I'm not going to Iowa. Screw that. No, it is in Iowa, right? That's where it was. I think it's Iowa.
George, I said the exact same thing this morning. Sean Chi, our producer on the air, asked me, he goes, so do you want to go? Are you excited to go? I said I would go if it wasn't in Iowa.
if FNTSY wants to pay me to go and pay my way, I'll go. I'm free next August, Mike. I'll gladly go. I mean, is Kevin Costner going to throw the first ball out or James Earl Jones?
Yeah, they have to.
I would think. You're not going to dig up Shoeless Joe Jackson, so I would think it's going to be Costner or Jones.
I'm calling it right now. There's a girl's going to choke on a hot dog, too, at the game.
Don't cross that line.
Yeah, that's the part that gets me in that movie, George, I'll admit.
The part to that me, gets the, me is the
like
end.
What they say to him, when, like, he's there and he's like, you can't go back, can you? You know what I mean? And it's that foot of, like, reality and then the field. And he's like, oh, my God, that's it. You only got one at bat. But remember, he said, I just always wanted one at bat. So that's what he got. It's like Mick Jagger says, you know what I mean? You get what you need. But what part gets you in that movie?
The part at the end where Costa gets to have with Ray Liotta, his father, and has a catch. My father and I didn't get along all that much, but the only thing we did agree on was baseball and the Yankees. It's the only thing we really got along about. So, yeah, that definitely hits home.
So is that like you grew up, your father yelling at the TV and radio about the Yankees?
My father was a minor league ball player in the Braves system. He could play left-handed, could hit, could run. Until alcohol took that away from him, and Vietnam as well. He loved baseball. He definitely passed that along to me, but it's the only thing we got along about.
That's why you drink Pepsi only and stuff, right? You've seen it firsthand.
I'm sure a psychologist would tell you that my father died of cirrhosis. So he died of alcohol poisoning. I have no doubt a psychiatrist would tell you that. But the truth is, my father gave me a sip of beer. I think he was a Schmitz drinker. Back when I was about 10, you know, at 10 o'clock, at 10, you drink, it was terrible. It tasted like crap. So it just stuck with me ever since, and I never wanted to taste it again after that.
Interesting. Good story there. Kevin's good call with Kevin Costner throwing out the first pitch.
I think they have to ask him. He loves sports.
Yeah. Him and Jerry, he'll do it. I mean, as Cam would say, he'd open up a phone booth. He'll cut the ribbon at a phone booth, Kevin Costner, at this point.
Kevin Costner.
Good actor. What? I mean, Bull Durham and another one. Major League was on the other day. I wanted to watch it, but it was getting late.
That's my favorite baseball movie.
Most of the sports movies, generally aren't good usually. Right?
I agree.
Yeah, Major League was funny. Any Given Sunday was all right.
It was okay. I didn't think it was great. My favorite football was Longest Yard. The original, Burt Reynolds.
So speaking of baseball, we had Yankees and Blue Jays tonight. This Blue Jay team's been playing good baseball for the last couple of weeks. They're playing loose. They've got nothing to lose. Bunch of young kids hitting the ball, but their pitching, these no-name pitchers, have actually been pretty good as of late. Herman goes for the Yankees. Pannone goes for the Blue Jays here tonight. What do you think? I got to be honest with you. I focused only on the football. I was so excited for football. I haven't even looked at the baseball board. I know who's playing a bit, but I haven't capped it at all. What do you think about that game and the other games tonight?
See, I'm the other way around. I still worry more about baseball. I think football is hard at preseason. It's a lot more guesswork. Baseball's a little easier for me. You know, if it wasn't for Domingo Herman picking the Yankees tonight, I think they're ripe for a letdown. If it would have been one of their lesser guys, you know, Tanaka, Mr. Softball Pitcher, I'd feel better about the Blue Jays. I think the Blue Jays are feeling it, you know, with Vlad, Biggio, Bichette, you know. Even though they're a losing team, they're enjoying it now. Now they have all these kids going on. I kind of like the Blue Jays tonight. I know the Yankees have won like 10 in a row, and they're scoring 38 runs a game. But, you know, they go into Toronto traveling again. I think tonight they're ripe for a letdown. But Domingo Germán, he just annoys me that he's the one pitching tonight. Because I think he could pitch well for 6-7 innings, keep the Yankees in the game here until that bullpen takes over. So I think I'm staying away from this game. But if it would have been anybody else but Herman on that staff, maybe Paxton as well, I'd have taken the Blue Jays and the over.
Atlanta, Miami tonight. We'll get to the baseball later. They got Cubs in Cincinnati, L.A., Angels, and Boston. Boston Red Sox find themselves in just an absolute free fall to the point that season's nearly over for the Boston Red Sox. Like, that's, you know, this is where we're at right now. And, you know, Boston's going to get hot. Boston's going to go on a winning streak, and it just doesn't happen. You know, we keep waiting for that corner to be turned, George, and you know, it doesn't happen. And the frustration, you can see the tension and frustration building with the Boston Red Sox right now.
The streak has to come now. As you mentioned, they're almost out of it, but now is the easy part of their schedule here. You know, they play Kansas City for three. They split. They had the suspended game last night. I think that's going to be made up on August 22nd, or they'll continue it August 22nd. Aren't you thrilled if you're KC, by the way? You have to go to Boston on your off day for what might be an inning. And then leave. Oh, that's awful. But what are you going to do? It was monsooning last night. I was watching that. But then they play the Angels for four. They do have to play Cleveland for three.
That's on the Red Sox for blowing the lead, George, too, right?
Well, you knew. We were on air last night. You knew that was happening. As soon as Erod only went the five innings, I'm like, oh, I'm not getting a win out of this. He didn't go long enough. He needs to go at least. He probably needs to go six plus because you got to stay away from that bullpen. He just didn't go long enough. But the Sox play Baltimore for three, Philadelphia two, San Diego three, Colorado two, the Angels again for three. This is about their next 20 games. Their run has to happen now. They need to go something like 14-6, 15-5 to get back in this thing, or else the rest of September is just not going to matter because they're struggling mightily right now. Price just went on the IL. Now, it's a minor injury. He should be back at some point late next week, but he's still. That protector Velasquez now in the rotation, and he's another softball pitcher.
And the wild card standings, the teams ahead of them are good, right? They're not dealing with a bunch of flaky teams. Like, the Cleveland Indians are a good baseball team. You know, the Tampa Bay Rays are a good baseball team. Out of Cleveland, Tampa, Oakland, and Boston, which two do you think get in?
I think Cleveland definitely gets in. I think they're one of the better teams, and I think they've done a really good job here. Corey Kluber threw 41 pitches in his rehab start. He was okay. I'm going to go with Oakland. That's just a baseball team there. I like the Rays. I like all those teams better than the Red Sox.
I know, me too. I like both the Rays and the A's, but I got a feeling about the A's.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, back to live action. Level one winding down. Have some news as far as Patrick Mahomes is concerned. Mahomes will play the entire first quarter of the game on Saturday against the Cincinnati Bengals, which is not something that's usual for the MVP of the league to be playing in the first quarter of the first game of the year. But Andy Reid, George, historically has played his quarterbacks. Donovan McNabb used to play more than most starting quarterbacks did in the preseason, and he's not changing his thought process, even with Mahomes here. I got to be honest with you. I actually don't have a problem with this. I think it's ridiculous. You have four preseason games, which are a scam to begin with. It's just a financial scam. That's all it is. But you'll notice, George, early in the season, some teams will be out of sync, right, offensively. And you'll hear, well, you know, you really didn't work much in the preseason and this and that. And that's what the preseason is for. You can't just, like, that's how players get hurt. This is what the preseason is for. I don't have a problem with Mahomes playing one quarter. You know, I know Russell Wilson has often played the first half of preseason games and not just, like, the quote-unquote dress rehearsal game. And I think, you know, these guys have to get ready for the season. And even as preseason football is nowhere near the level of the speed that they're going to be playing in a regular season. But I don't have a problem with it. I understand Tom Brady not playing because he's old and stuff. But I think the players don't play enough in the preseason. And then they bitch about how they're not in sync when the regular season starts.
Well, you're right. We often hear we don't really get football until October. That's when the teams are really in sync, when the offenses and defenses are, like I said, in sync with what their teammates are going to do when football is up to speed there. I have no problem with the quarterback playing a quarter or a half, even the game. But I think you have to trust your quarterback to throw the ball away. Slide, not take – if the hit's coming, listen, I don't care if you throw an interception in preseason. I don't care. Just don't get hit. You have to trust your quarterback not to do that. You've seen some brain-dead quarterbacks, Gabe, who refuse to slide, right, take that hit they don't need to. That's the quarterback that I'm not playing a quarter.
Well, that'll be interesting with Kyler Murray tonight, because Kyler Murray supposedly – is taking off and running a lot in the scrimmage and in camp. And he's very fast and successful and stuff. But they told him, don't run much tonight. Don't get hit in this game tonight. Something to think about. Tyrod Taylor.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The news update from Game Time Decisions.
Good evening, I'm George Kurtz. This is your fantasy news update. There's no new movement in the contract negotiations between Melvin Gordon and the Chargers and Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys. Both holdouts are expected to last till the end of training camp next week. The Cowboys also lost defensive end Robert Quinn for two games for violating the league's policy against PEDs. Quinn may have missed the first two games anyway with that broken hand, but now he won't be able to return to week three versus his former team, the Miami Dolphins. Earlier this morning, the Cleveland Browns traded Duke Johnson to the Houston Texans for a conditional fourth-round pick. That fourth-round pick could become a third-round pick depending on how much he plays. Also, Antonio Brown, still no news on him and his frozen feet cryptotherapy accident in France. We don't know when Brown will return to the team. Fantasy owners might want to start to take notice here. The 49ers announced that Nick Bosa, the early first-round pick, he'll be out for a significant amount of time with a high ankle sprain. What that amount of time will be, they haven't defined yet, but that could be 1 month, 2 months, 6 to 8 weeks. We really don't know here. In the NFL, tonight's week one preseason games. New York Jets versus the New York Giants. Jets are -3. Colts and Bills. In a game that apparently the weather could have an impact there as it's rainy and windy. Buffalo is +2.5. New England Patriots and Detroit Lions. -2.5 for the Lions here. Washington Redskins versus Cleveland Browns. Cleveland's -2. Atlanta Falcons and the Miami Dolphins. -4 for Miami. Tennessee Titans at Philadelphia. Philadelphia's -1.5. Jacksonville at the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore's -3. Houston at Green Bay. Green Bay's -1.5. Carolina at Chicago, -3 for the Bears. Los Angeles Chargers at the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are -3, and Kyler Murray's debut in the NFL. Denver Broncos against the Seattle Mariners. Seattle, how about the Seattle Seahawks? I don't think the Mariners are playing tonight. Seattle's +2.5 in that game. In Major League Baseball, as if things weren't going bad enough for the Boston Red Sox, David Price was placed on the IL with a cyst on his wrist. He is not expected to be out long-term and could return as soon as next weekend. Hector Velasquez was recalled to start in his place. The Indians' Corey Kluber threw 41 pitches in a rehab start and reported no problems. Kluber could rejoin the Indians' rotation some point later this month. Gleyber Torres out of the lineup for the Yankees, but is not expected to require an IL stint, even though he's had core muscle pain twice now within the past week here. Austin Riley, top rookie for the Atlanta Braves, suffered a torn LCL. That's what's come out of the lineup. No news yet on whether or not his season is over. Harry Sanchez is expected to rejoin the Yankee lineup on Saturday. Jay Bruce off the IL and in the lineup tonight for your Philadelphia Phillies. In baseball tonight, there are eight games, five in the American League. Yankees at Toronto Blue Jays at a 7 o'clock start. Domingo Germán versus Tom Pannone. Yankees are -205. Also at 7, Angels at the Red Sox. Chris Sale versus Peters, +200 for the Angels, -250 for the Red Sox. Red Sox will complete that suspended game from last night on August 22nd that was suspended 4-4, top of the 10th inning. Royals will have to come back to town. Royals also play with the Detroit Tigers tonight at 7 o'clock. Tigers at -160, Boyd versus Lopez. Cleveland Indians will face the Minnesota Twins. Could be a battle for first place in the American League Central. Gibson versus Clevenger, -110 for Minnesota. In the National League, also four games here. They have the Braves against the Miami Marlins. Keuchel versus Hernandez, -205 for Atlanta. Cubs versus Reds, -130 for the Cubs. Hamels versus Wood. Philadelphia Phillies and your San Francisco Giants. Maybe your pitching matchup of the night. Nola versus Bumgarner. Phillies, -120. Rockies and the Padres, -110 via Rockies. Gray versus Lauer. And in other news, today, we had a suspension. Chiefs signed Maurice Claiborne. Claiborne's going to be suspended for four games. We can't play until week five there, but Chiefs need some little depth in their secondary there, that's what Claiborne will do for them in that role there. The Cowboys have announced that Randy Gregory, they're hoping he can return at some point this season, but he still has yet to apply for reinstatement here. So we're still waiting for Gregory to apply for reinstatement. This will be the sixth straight year that a Dallas Cowboy defensive player will start the season on the suspension list. And this year, it'll probably be two players. The aforementioned Quinn and Gregory is almost certainly to start on that suspended list here. The Yankees, they're hoping that Luke Voit will not require surgery on his core muscle injury. They're still waiting to see what will happen there. Voit's been out of the lineup for over a week now. He took a cortisone shot trying to avoid the surgery, but we're still waiting to see what the final determination is here. The Yankees and White Sox will play in the Field of Dreams next August. The White Sox will be the home team. They will play on a Thursday night, then have Friday off, and then Saturday and Sunday they will return to Chicago to finish the three-game series. The Mets signed ex-Cubs reliever Brad Brock to help their bullpen here as they fight for a playoff spot in this season. Chris Davis and Brad High got a fight last night in the Baltimore Orioles. All seems to be worked out, though.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, level two. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio networks. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down to FanDuel Sportsbook, Meadowlands Racetrack. Mike Cardano on his way over to the football game right now, at least for the first half of the Jets and the Giants. There's been live movement. It's up to 3 points right now. They're coming down the stretch. At Gulfstream right now, coming down the stretch at Gulfstream, and it sounds like house wins. Indianapolis Colts, 2-point favorites against the Buffalo Bills, totals 35.5. We could have some inclement weather, 18-mile-an-hour winds up there in western New York. The Jets are 3-point favorites in this game, and Giants are getting 3. People in the chat were discussing the New York Giants and mocking their wide receiver situation, but I actually think that the wide receiver situation isn't as bad as people make it out to be, with the exception of Golden Tate being suspended sucks. Now, I don't know if he's going to be able to get this overturned or not. He has a pretty good track record in the past.
No way in hell.
You're not buying it?
It says clearly in the CBA. That in the Players Association agreed with this, there's no excuse. Whatever's in your body is in your body. And
so
think
there,
about it.
So there's no appeal then at all. Like, there's no point of anyone ever appealing.
Oh, there's a point to it. You know, hey, at least you get the fight. You never know what's going to happen here. But think about it from the NFL's point of view. They might totally believe Tate. But then if you do, you have to investigate this. And every other time, you have to investigate it. That's money. That's time. That's why that clause is in there. That's why the clause is there. No excuse. They don't care. It reminds me of that scene in Goodfellas, you know, where the where Tony buys the restaurant.
Yeah.
Right, F you, pay me. I don't care. Westmont burns down, F you, pay me. Slow night, F you, pay me. F you, you're suspended. You didn't mean to do it, F you, you're suspended. You got drugged and someone kidnapped you and they put it in you, F you, you're suspended. That's what it reminds me of here.
I know, I get it. But I'm just saying, so what's the even point of even having these like appeals if it's just like shot down?
Tyreek Hill didn't get suspended. That's the point. And he should have got suspended, so you never know. It's the NFL.
Yeah, look, Ben Roethlisberger, remember Ben got it down from 6-4, right?
He should be in jail. I mean, for what he did. I mean, so you never know. You never know with the NFL. This is the year where they don't – I don't think they want court cases this year because it's the 100th-year thing in the CBA and they want to get all this done. I think that's why Hill got away with what he got away with because they knew that was going to court. They didn't want to deal with that again. That's my theory.
I just anniversary. They didn't want the backlash. And I was reading with Mike Florio today was talking about that Pro Football Talk about how owners are pissed at Stephen Ross. Like, not just players, but owners are pissed because they're in the midst of a CBA. Talks are going okay. This is, like, the players really, really, you know, don't like Trump. And it just, you know, it highlights the Kaepernick stuff. And they're pissed at Ross about it.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
What a time to be alive, 2019, as they're now making vodka in Chernobyl. It's called Atomic. They claim it's not radioactive. Well, I would hope so.
I would hope so,
but... there's only one bottle of this atomic vodka in the world, and I imagine it probably messes you up pretty good. All right, so George Kurtz in for Cam Stewart right now. We're in a level two here. We have NFL preseason football. We had the Hall of Fame game last week, but we actually have a full slate of football here tonight. A lot of interesting storylines. We'll run through the games game by game in a couple of minutes. We'll see Whale Capper joined us earlier. Whale Capper likes the over 35 in the Jets and the Giants. He likes the under in the Houston Texans and the Green Bay Packers. So the over in the Jets, Giants, and then the under in the Texans and the Packers, who have had joint practices this week, and it's gotten pretty heated. One of the rookie kids on the Texans has been like crushing people on Green Bay. And even the Houston players are pissed off about it. Paul Bovey steps up and in. Let's talk some football with Paul Bovey. You can find Paul's picks over at VegasInsider.com. Paul, living large, living the dream. What's up, Paul Bovey? How you doing, buddy?
Living the dream. Hey, that Andro 400, that sounds pretty good. I might go for that.
I think I need some. I'm a little lethargic. I need like some jump in my step, actually. I actually do. And the ladies like it too.
That's right, and she'll like it better in
the ladies,
bedroom.
The ladies like it too. So, did you play anything tonight? We'll get to your future picks, but did you play anything tonight?
I did. I have a smidgen on the Jets, and I bet it early. I got it 1.5, and I just feel as though you got a team in the Jets, and I think they'll play with more enthusiasm here. They'll want to make a statement. You want to show up your crosstown rival. And as far as the Giants go, not a lot of depth behind Eli Manning in terms of game experience, because you've got Daniel Jones and then a couple guys behind him that really haven't played. And I just think the Jets have a little bit of an edge here. They got a few guys out. Quincy Enunwa is not going to play, a couple guys on defense. But I just would lean to the Jets to make a statement here.
Paul Bovey with us. Any other games, or is that the one you're playing?
No, I play four games. I do like the Falcons and the Dolphins to go over. Look, Brian Flores takes over the team, and Miami doesn't figure to win a lot of games here. But you do have a spirited quarterback competition between Josh Rosen and Fitzpatrick. And as far as Atlanta goes, you got their OC coming back. Matt Schaub is a capable backup. Miami's got a lot of defensive guys out. Xavier Howard was hurt last year. He won't play. So I think there'll be some points here. 35 was the number at the Golden Nugget. I just took it a few minutes ago.
Paul Bovey, VegasInsider.com. Intriguing board here tonight. I stayed away from the totals. I was intrigued by a couple of these unders. The Buffalo Bill Indianapolis Colts total 35.5, I think, is a little high. Rain in Buffalo, 18-mile-an-hour winds. We could tell you, though, the Buffalo Bills are going to be playing their starters for the first quarter, and then they'll go into the second and third string as the game goes on. The Indianapolis Colts are pretty much starting out with the second stringers tonight. Buffalo has a distinct advantage here in this game. And it's interesting. I mean, the Colts got as high as 3. It's sitting at 1.5 right now here at FanDuel. There's finally been movement, George. Jets, Giants, it was 3. Paul said he got it at 1.5 early. Whale Capper said he liked the over of this game, 35. I actually like the Giants plus the 3. What do you think, Kurtz, about this game?
Yeah, I told you last night, I'm going to go against you here. I got the Jets. I got it at 2.5. So I certainly didn't do as good as Paul. But I'll take Jets minus 2.5. I just think Greg Williams, like I said, I think he's going to come out the Giants. He's going to go out there and let that defense lose, sort of see what he has here. I think either team here realizes whichever one loses is going to hear it from the New York media. If Gase loses it, he's still an idiot. You know, Sherman loses it, then, you know, the world's crumbling down. If Daniel Jones throws an interception or two, forget about it. Tomorrow, that's all you'll see on the back page of the papers. Number 6 pick throws 2 interceptions. World is over. That sort of thing. So I think both teams want to win here. But I think the Jets, I just like their team better. And I don't think the Giants are anywhere near healthy. I think they still got a rookie quarterback there. I'm going with the Jets tonight. You've convinced me on the Bills, though. I'm going to go with Buffalo tonight, especially when you tweeted out that the Colts are going to go with all second-string players. I am not going to go with the under in Buffalo. I know Whale Kappa likes that, but I always wanted, you know, rain, wind. Well, that could lead to turnovers and easy scores, returns there. So, and that's still 36. I'm going to leave it alone. And Cleveland, I was always right there with you. I don't care if it's week one in the preseason. I think that whole city is feeling it. Loves the feeling of winning here. They start off winning tonight.
Lowest total.
Hey, by the way, Gabe.
Yep.
Gabe, what I was going to say is I did take Indy plus a 2 the other night at the Westgate. And then, as you know, there was a shift in the line. And as much as Buffalo will play the starters the first quarter, you've got two capable quarterbacks there in Indy. Jacoby Brissett will play a full quarter, which I like. I mean, this guy's
got
experience but playing behind Tom Brady, and I think that's going to be important. And then waiting in the wings is Chad Kelly, who had a very successful preseason last year, very high completion percentage. Didn't get much regular season action, if any, but I do think Buffalo is really decimated on their offensive line. It's going to hurt them here, and they're not going to want to see Josh Allen take too many hits. They're going to want to keep him upright, so I just think Indy has the edge here.
The lowest total is 31, guys. Wow. Baltimore and Jacksonville. And I asked Will Capper this, so I'll ask you, Paul, are you buying into this? This is a Harbaugh hype? That, you know, he's 33-12 straight up in preseason games. Is it an anomaly? I think there's a competition thing that's just Baltimore, that he just gets these guys going. And if there's a team that in camp this year has been as, like, spirited and beating each other up, it's been Baltimore. It's going to be a smash-mouth game between the Jags and the Ravens here tonight. I couldn't bite on the total. It was just too low. But I did get a piece of the Ravens on the money line earlier, and now it's minus 188. I got it at minus 160.
Well, look, you've got you're going to have a lot of Trace McSorley here, little Trace McSorley, because RG3 is out.
Yep.
And I don't think they're going to want to see Lamar Jackson take a lot of hits. So he's not going to be running the ball. And then on the other side, you got a couple guys, Gardner Minshew and Tanner Lee. These guys have no experience. The problem with a 31.5 is turnovers, because these guys are going to be turnover prone. The defense is going to be pinning back their ears, and you never know what happens. But all things being equal and strictly relying on the offense, this game is probably going to go to the low side. And as far as Harbaugh, look, you can't discount a 29-15 against the spread record. That's not a small sample size over 44 games. You know that some coaches take this seriously and some don't. And obviously he feels the preseason is important enough to go all out to win these games.
We're going to a break in about a minute, but Paul already talked and shared his big Buffalo Bills win total to the over at 6.5. And what was the number, Paul, when you got it? Was it 125 or 140 when you bet it?
I got my first batch at minus 110 on five dimes, and then I think it got minus a quarter. And I'll tell you, I'm thinking of taking back the 7 at plus 120 because I've seen that. And with the fact that E.J. Gaines just got hurt, and I don't know how serious that is, he's a cornerback, and he's important to their defensive stop unit. And then the offensive line issues, which I'm going to be watching, I may come back to the other side and just get a free roll on the 7.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We've got Paul Bovey with us. We'll get Paul's take on the Detroit Lions and some Lion props as well. Futures props. NFL football is back preseason tonight. We've got a bunch of picks.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, Yang.
NFL preseason is here, and season-long fantasy football drafts are in full swing. Head over to rotoexperts.com and check out NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the RotoExperts have you covered with Dynasty season-long and best ball formats, giving you an edge regardless of what type of season-long fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
George Kurtz in for Cam Stewart. We got Paul Bovey with us for another segment talking NFL football. Talking about Paul's Buffalo Bill bet to the over at minus 110 and minus 125. FanDuel right now. Buffalo Bills over under 6.5, minus 186 to the over, plus 155 to the under. But let's talk about a team that's in the NFC North, and the Detroit Lions actually had the same win total as the Buffalo Bills, but the number is more favorable, minus 130 to the over for the Detroit Lions, 6.5. Year two of Matt Patricia right now. It was kind of a bumpy ride last year, Paul, for Matt Patricia. What did you know, before we get into your full scope of the Lions, what do you think about Matt Patricia, and do you expect him to be a better coach in year two?
I expect him to be better. And by the way, that 130 is a great line because I haven't seen anything less than 135 here, and I've taken every 135. I took one at South Point the other night, and I'm about to take another one at another venue where I just opened up an account. I'm here in Vegas right now, sweating my nuts off. It's 104, 105 at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. these games are going to start when you could first go outside to the pool and, you know, inspect a little eye candy. But, you know, then you have a decision to make. But Matt Patricia should be solid, better in his second year.
Poolside
but what I
decisions.
Really like about the Lions, they get a not new overseas in depth. What's that?
I said it's poolside decisions, not game-time decisions right now.
poolside major decisions, you know, before I leave here. The pool scene is epic here, as you know. Daryl Bevel, the new offensive coordinator, successful stints in Minnesota and Seattle. Russell Wilson was very effective getting the ball downfield when he was their OC. So you should see a little bit different Matthew Stafford this year, who is really chock full of weapons this year. And they this Hockenson, a tight end, I expect big things out of him. And then you got Danny Amendola. You got a couple wideouts in Galladay and Marvin Jones. And that running game should be solid this year. Kerryon Johnson, who's over and under his 951 yards this year, and I think he'll probably go to the high side if he does not get hurt. Should be a great offense.
You know, I'm high on Kerryon Johnson from a fantasy perspective. So, Paul, you played a prop. You sent me a picture of a prop that you played. You played a nice, you put a nice play in on it. On Hockenson, over under 42.5 completions. What do you think about Hockenson, George? You like Hockenson this year?
I do. I do. I think they want to get him involved in that offense. So, yeah, I do like him this year. Fantasy-wise, if you ask me where I have him, I don't have him as a top 10 tight end, so I'm not going to start him. I think he's a guy I don't want to say you can get for free in drafts, but he's not going as top 12, top 15. So you can draft him around 14, round 15 in fantasy leagues. But I think the Detroit Lions will use him. The question is, will he get the touchdowns? That's really for a tight end who's not going to get the 70, 80 catches of a top tight end. How many touchdowns does he get? But I think Stafford will use him. Stafford used Ebron. Ebron just couldn't catch the ball. He dropped everything with Detroit there. So, yes, I like Hockenson.
So you went over 42.5, Paul. You like this, huh?
Well, 42.5 is cheap. I mean, Gabe, it's 2.5 to 3 catches a game. And you know what? He'll bail out enough and toss off to the tight end, just dump it off. To get that number, especially when you got to cover these guys downfield, where are you going to cheat? You cheat on the tight end. So expect this guy to have, I don't know, he'll be in the 60s, I feel. He'll, you know, you'll, but by the end of the year, he'll have some five, six, seven catch games, and I think he'll be in the 60s.
You look at Patricia coming over from the Patriots. Of course, they had the big tight end with Rob Gronkowski there. Patricia, you know, last year rubbed some of the players the wrong way. He was trying to toughen them up a little bit. He seems to be a little bit more laid back. I think the players are over Caldwell much more now than they were. I think a lot of guys were upset that Caldwell wasn't there anymore. It was a tough year last year. But 6.5 seems like a manageable number for them. I mean, with the talent that they have, if Patricia can't win more than 6.5 games, then he probably doesn't deserve this job, Paul.
You said something a while ago in that a lot of people just defer to last year. So the Detroit kind of has the losing pedigree. So you're going to get some value on that. And I just think the value at 6.5 is pretty solid. Now, there's a few sevens out there. But as you know, these half games in over and under win totals, not in the MLB or hockey or basketball, but in NFL football, where you're playing 16 games, it is huge. The difference between 6.5 and 7 is huge, which is one of the reasons I cited why I might come back on the Buffalo Bills, depending on their health, because you can catch a 7. So 6.5, just a lot of value here for a team that I feel will play inspired football, but everything is predicated on health. Matthew Stafford being one of those guys. But he's been pretty much an Iron Man the last 5 or 6 years. He's only missed one game.
What do you think of the game tonight? Any opinion on the Patriots and the Lions?
Look, Belichick is kind of a neutral coach during the preseason. I think he's 54 and 48. The line moved. It tilted to, I think, Detroit's now a 1-point favorite. And I would lean to Detroit because you got a new OC, you know, wants to get off on the right foot.
Yeah, 1-3 last year, too, Paul, only. So he was Patricia, 1-3. You know, as you stated, he's kind of in a hot seat already in year two, right? I mean, say what you will about Caldwell, but Caldwell was winning 9-10 games a year, right?
Yeah, but Caldwell just wasn't getting over the hump. Is he on the hot seat? Yeah, I think there's lofty expectations this year. So if he doesn't at least come close to meeting those, yeah, this could be the swan song for him.
I would say, you know, next year, essentially. You know what I mean? That, you know, because the people that hire, if you fire a coach and you keep changing coaches, then it's reflective on the people that is doing the hiring and firing. So I imagine they would give him another year. I'm just stating that Matt Patricia is under some pressure to succeed here. He's not, you know, it's not like he's got a lifetime contract with the Detroit Lions, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree that you give him another year, but you just don't know. Some of these owners have itchy trigger fingers, and, you know, they just want to cut their losses and move on. And, you know, you got some guys that want to be right. They have to be right. Like Jerry Jones. I think he wants to make sure Jason Garrett has a breakout year and he could say, yeah, I made a great hire. Jason Garrett's the man.
Well, you know, George Kurtz is a Cowboy fan. And, you know, I'll say this, for all the criticism of Jerry Jones all the time, it is, oh, he's meddling and he doesn't know what he's doing and this and that and everything else in between. The Cowboys roster is actually pretty damn good. I would agree, Paul. Like the Jason Garrett thing is his one, is, you know, it's the one thing, and, you know, it's pretty clear that he wants a yes man, that he doesn't want, you know, a confrontational look. He had Bill Parcells there, George, right? I mean, that's safe to say, but I think if you look at the draft, and I know it's not Jerry Jones fully, and how much does his son have to do with this, and their scouting and the firm that they hire, but Jerry Jones done a nice job building this team, George. You know, he has. He's almost a caricature of himself, but he's not an idiot. He's drafted a lot of good football players. It's just Garrett thing. It's the Garrett thing. That does hang over them.
Yeah, I don't know how much credit we can give Jones for drafting these players. Remember, he wanted to draft Johnny Manziel, had to be talked out of it. So
yeah,
I think Steven, I think Steven has done more of a job here in the draft.
And listen, you know, what's funny about that too, right? About Dak Prescott's your quarterback now. What's funny about that too is they were about to take Connor Cook.
Yes, like they want to trade up for him.
1,000,000%. They were like, yeah, we like Connor Cook. We want Connor Cook. He was gone. They got taken one pick before them by the Raiders,
and they never.
Yeah, they never thought it would happen. And I guess one of the scouts, basically, so it wasn't any of the Joneses, you know, because they hire people, et cetera. One of the scouts basically said, listen, if you want a quarterback, take Dak Prescott. And it wasn't on their radar at all. And then Tony Romo gets hurt like the next week, like week one of the preseason. And, hey, the rest is history.
Yeah. Nobody studies luck. And sometimes that's the way the breaks just – play out, and they go in your favor. Look what happened with the Knicks years ago. Had they get Porzingis because they won a few games at the end of the year, and their draft position deteriorated, and Philly gets the better pick and their first choice, and then the Knicks drop down to Porzingis, and they get the better player. So sometimes these things just work out to your advantage, and, you know, you roll with it. But Dallas, I know you're all over Dallas, Gabe, because I do remember you have a wager on the Cowboys over the number, and I think it's a very conservative one at that.
Paul. We're going to break. Hang on. I'll hit this on the other side. I'm starting to get a little cold feet about Dallas just because of how brutal that schedule is in the last month of the season. A little cold feet, but we'll hit this on the other side.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Radio. Me and Paul were having a little brief conversation, and I just heard something about, well, not a 57-year-old degenerate gambler. I'm like, no, I'm a 48-year-old degenerate gambler. It's actually my birthday on Saturday, Paul. I'm 2 days away.
I know. August. I know. I saw that. I saw that on my Facebook there.
Yeah, we got to go hard when I join the Sterling Club down in Vegas at the Palms. Once you hit 5-0, they really hook you up. Like, everything's $5. So
what about the 6-0? Jesus Christ, I should get 250.
Yeah, exactly. I can deal with the 5 number. 6, that's another story. All right, so storylines tonight, guys. The Daniel Jones stuff is very interesting. And I tell you, man, yeah, I just saw them. They were just warming up. They're outside. We're on the facility, and I can tell you it's freaking windy out here. It's always windy out here. And it looks windy on the field right now, too, actually. But Jones was just slinging the ball before. And, man, that arm looks good. I'm really intrigued to see him tonight. Dwayne Haskins. And then you got Kyler Murray tonight, Paul. But the thing with Kyler Murray tonight is I'm intrigued to see him. But we're not going to get the full Kyler Murray tonight, as he even stated. He's never played an exhibition game before. He played college football and he played high school football. He's never played an exhibition game. So he said he doesn't really know how not to go 100%. But the Cardinals have stressed to him, do not get killed tonight running around. Don't run. Just throw the ball away. Because supposedly in camp, he's like running right past people. And he's a freak athlete that no one can stop when he takes off. So we're not really going to get the full Kyler Murray here tonight. Tyrod Taylor is going to get a lot of playing time tonight, which that's your classic type of quarterback that you want. Any thoughts on these games and some of these quarterback and storylines tonight? Falcons.
Well, that's a good point.
Everybody's on the Dolphins, Rosen and Fitzpatrick, too.
Look, if you bet these preseason games, which the public really doesn't, but the sharps do, you want those quarterback competitions like the Skins tonight. Look, the line, the number moved Washington's way. You have a serious quarterback competition between Haskins, Keenum, and McCoy, the latter two who have extensive experience. So it makes sense that this number should move, especially given the fact that Cleveland has a bunch of defensive players out. All-world Myles Garrett will not play. And, yeah, you got to rein these guys in. And I'm sure they will rein Murray in tonight because for the same reason, you don't want Lamar Jackson running around. Nobody has to practice running around. It's just more or less based on instinct. You need to hone your passing skills during these games, and that's what he'll be told to do.
What do you think of the preseason card tonight, George?
I think you brought up a very important argument about Kyler Murray. There are not going to be any designed runs for these guys because you don't want to get them killed. We keep saying this over and over again. So I think the running quarterbacks will, in most places, keep in check here. I like the teams that I just think they want to win tonight. I think Cleveland wants to win, said it before, because they want to sort of embrace that winning culture here. And I think that whole stadium is going to be off the charts. Loud. I think that's going to help them in that game. Your Baltimore theory about, you know, it's how good Harbaugh is, I'm toying with it. I haven't put it in yet. It's on my board right now. I just got hit. I don't know if I'm going to click it, but I like that.
Well, it's not a theory. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
He's 33-12 straight up and 30-14 against the spread with one push.
And I'm a numbers guy. I love numbers, and numbers say you bet this. You know, I just I don't know. I don't like the game against Jacksonville. I think this is going to be a nice, hard-hitting game, fun to watch if you like defense, because these two teams are going to kick the snot out of each other. And I'm down to 30.5 on the over-under here.
Wow.
I can't believe I'm not taking the over here, but I think it's going to be a 14-10 game.
Yeah, it's
Trace
low.
McSorley, man, you know? I mean, Trace it's McSorley. This guy's got absolutely, you know, no experience, and he's not a
Trace
big guy.
Trace McSorley running around and making some plays, though, tonight? Little Doug Flutie type of guy out there?
Look, these guys come in, and they're not looking to be – these defenders not looking to be shown up by a guy who's listed at 6 feet tall from Penn State, and he's probably more along the lines of, as you say, Doug Flutie-ish. So I can't put any stock in Trace McSorley. If you want to put your stock in the Baltimore Ravens, you better be playing them because of the defense.
Yeah, or an anti Jacksonville play. Tanner Lee, Gardner Minshew. But you're right. I mean, how much is Harbaugh crazy though? Is Lamar Jackson gonna play the first quarter tonight? Maybe. I mean, are they gonna play McSorley the whole damn night?
Yeah, but Lamar Jackson, how much use does he have as a throwing quarterback? Limited.
I get it. Listen, there's no turning back. I already took him, so there's nothing I can do. I mean, too late for me to go try to cry and get my money back here. Matt LaFleur makes his debut here tonight. We got Philadelphia and Tennessee here this evening as well. Ryan Tannehill and Logan Woodside, backup quarterbacks, pushing Marcus Mariota right now. Now, what's the deal with Carson Wentz? Is he playing at all? No, right?
You know, you would think they're going to ease him back in, if anything. I'm not sure if he's playing, but I just took a pass on that game.
Let's see.
You just mentioned the game, and I did play.
Carson Wentz is not playing. He's not playing tonight.
You see, he's not?
Not playing. It was reported by Diana Rossini of ESPN. Not playing.
Okay. Because, yeah, I'm seeing here. Actually, you know what? This is 7:30. Yeah, so this was from last night. Said he could play. He might play a series. So now they're saying he's not. All right.
Yeah, Rossini's
Which
from
I
today.
I wouldn't expect anything from anyways, even if he did play. But like we were talking about earlier, man, you know, they have these games for a reason. And these teams, they don't use the games. Right. And then after the players get hurt, after they come out of the gate in week one, they struggle, they get hurt, you know, but every coach handles this differently. But I do buy into this Harbaugh stuff. And I'll be running it.
I absolutely buy. All right. Look,
I clicked it.
Years ago.
I clicked
it, Gabe. You can blame me just like I blame you for any time the Mets lose now.
Fine. Well, that sounds good. We'll
Gabe,
do that.
Do you remember how bad? Do you remember how bad Marv Levy was years ago? Marv Levy was a cash machine to bet against him in preseason. He didn't do anything. I mean, there's certain trends that just surface during the preseason.
You know who was great at
that? You can't go against the guy.
Tony Dungy, too.
I'm sorry?
Tony Dungy used to be like worse in the preseason. It was great to bet. Like he really didn't care. Like, look, the numbers are – these are the guys that you bet on and against if you believe in this, all right? John Harbaugh, obviously Harbaugh is the king of this stuff. But there's a couple others. Pete Carroll, Mike Zimmer, and John Harbaugh. Those are the guys that are very aggressive in the preseason. We were talking about it earlier. I've seen Russell Wilson play the entire first half of the first game. I've seen them. I've seen him play Wilson going into the third quarter and not have just the dress rehearsal game. But John Harbaugh, 33-12 straight up, 30-14-1 against the spread. Mike Zimmer, 17-4 straight up, 14-7 against the spread. And who was the other one I was saying? Frank Reich went 3-1 last year. Oh, Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's a psycho. He's 33-21. Straight up, 35-17-1 against the spread in the preseason. Mike Vrabel was 0-4 last year. John Gruden, actually, 33-17 straight up What about that, actually? Quick, before we'll get you out of here on this, Paul. What about that? Raiders laying 5.5, 6 points in that game. Is that too much? What do you think about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got John Gruden up there at 33-17 straight up. But, you know, these preseason games, that's a big number, man.
So I take these coaches, and a lot of times
it's just priced into the number. So, yeah, okay. It's common knowledge. These guys are just trying, and you know, but do you want to lay 6 points? I don't know that I want to lay 6 points, but, yeah, the Raiders will probably get it, but, you know, maybe they just let it go without you or try to get a halftime or whatever, but 6 seems like an awful, lofty, exaggerated number at this point.
Paul Bovey. What
did that open up at, by the way? What did that open up at?
6. It opened at 6. I think it's 5.5 now. Let's see.
Yeah.
I think it'll probably come down even to 5. I don't, you know, 5's a crooked number. It is 5 now, actually. I had a big-time bookie once tell me, any point spread is 5. Don't bet the game. He said either side. He goes, it's a screw job waiting to happen. He said when it's 5, we don't know what to do with it. And 5 always has been a crooked number. Minnesota and New Orleans tomorrow, actually. Speaking of that, Zimmer is getting points there. We talked about it earlier. Mahomes is going to play the entire first quarter against the Bengals. And Kurtz's Cowboys against San Francisco. San Francisco laying 4.5 points, also a lot of points. But, Paul, we got to get out of here.
I bet San Francisco, by the way. I did bet San Francisco. I did bet San Francisco. San Francisco, a three-headed monster. Garoppolo, Mullen, C.J. Beathard, all extensive experience, and that's what you got to look to. Quarterback rotation here against the Cowboys, and you got Cooper Rush and Mike White. And by the way, Cooper Rush, Mike White last year, 21 of 33 for 208 yards, and the other guys, those two guys, Mullins and Beathard, combined for like I think it was 350 yards, but the Niners had 3 turnovers, still won the game with a 3-0 deficit, 24-21. I think you get more of the same here, but if the Niners don't turn the ball over, they win.
Great breakdown, Paul Bovey. Great stuff, Paul. Stay safe in Vegas. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Thanks, man.
He raised a very good point as far as Dallas's quarterbacks. Dude, I don't understand. They're backup quarterbacks. That's like, it's as bad as it gets. And I'm a Michigan, you know, I watch a lot of Michigan football. And I mean, like, just teams in the state of Michigan, from the Michigan Wolverines to Central Michigan, Eastern Michigan, Michigan State, MAC, Big Ten, et cetera. And I know Cooper Rush. He was a quarterback for the Central Michigan Chippewas. And, man, he's bad, George, you know, and White. Like, you can say that if any team's quarterback gets hurt, that team's in a lot of trouble. But, boy, the Cowboys really don't have a backup quarterback.
Well, they do. He's the defensive coordinator, Gabe. They'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Kellen Moore coming off the bench.
Yeah, Kellen something.
Jerry Jones used to pay for a backup quarterback. I mean, they had guys like John Kitna, Brad Johnson. But the past 4 or 5 years, I guess you can't pay everybody. You know, he needs the money somewhere, even though the Cowboys are under the cap. But, yeah, he doesn't pay for the backup anymore.
That's a good point. Out of money. All right. My picks here tonight, NFL football. Then we'll get George's picks. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills +2, Cleveland Browns -128 on the money line, New York Football Giants +3, Baltimore Ravens -162 on the money line, and Philadelphia Eagles -126. All these numbers that I played this before the show started. What do you got, George?
Pretty much similar to you, except that I went Jets, not Giants. Jets, Buffalo, Cleveland, and Baltimore. Screw the Giants.
Baseball, what are you playing?
Oh, I haven't written that down yet.
You gotta be
next after the next break.
We're done. There's no next break. The show's over.
Don't tell me these things. It's good. I gotta go to Red Hockey game.
We're back at 8 o'clock, live in game.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire. And I miss you. Game time, boom! Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
I did not bet on every game, so at least I'm somewhat proud of myself. I didn't bet on every. No, I didn't bet on every game, at least. And George Kurtz took a shot earlier, calling me a sucker because I'm going to pick someone up at the airport. I'm not the one that's married, spending all weekend fixing the house, Kurtz. So settle down on who's the sucker.
Hey. It's actually my birthday this month as well, by the way, Gabe. And the reason I'm not doing the weekend fantasy update, weekend wages this Saturday is because I am celebrating my birthday Saturday. So I'm right there with you.
All right.
Picking up anybody at the airport.
No. But I'm picking up a hot chick at the airport. So.
All right, you might win that. You just collected that information.
Yeah, you'll be spending the birthday with the wife and kids. To them, it'll just be another day.
Wow, it's about cold water.
The gloves are off early here. The gloves are off early. But speaking of George Kurtz's relationship, I would say, George, cause I know your wife is big on home improvements, that I spent like your wife at Home Depot. Like, I was like, man, I have one game after another. Let's bring in Whale Capper right now. What's going on, Whale Capper?
Hey, man. Football's on today. I'm fired up. It's a beautiful day. How are you doing?
No, same thing. I have that excitement about this. You know, I always tell people, like, people are like, oh, it's only preseason. Then you're not a real fan. That's the way I look at it. Like, I've always felt that way. People tell me, oh, I don't watch the Bills in the preseason. I only watch the regular season. And I think, well, you say you love the team. They only play 16 times a year in a regular season. Here's your opportunity to see them 20 times a year. So I know I am a big fan. Look, you and I talked last week, Whale Capper, with Cam, and Cam is he's in cottage country with his brother and his girlfriend right now. So Cam's off for a couple of days. George Kurtz with us. But last week we talked about that Denver game. Yeah, whatever. We got lucky. We hit the in-game unders. But let's get right down to business here. Indianapolis and Buffalo, heavy rains and winds right now in Buffalo. Weather will be a factor here this evening. Winds 18 miles per hour, raining as we speak. It's going to be off and on the showers here tonight. But the 18-mile-an-hour winds I find interesting. So there should be a lot of running. Buffalo playing smash-mouth football at home. But let's get down to business. Well, Capper, what do you think about the card tonight?
Well, bang that under. That is a solid actionable angle. Winds over 15 miles an hour.